A US jury has ordered healthcare giant Johnson & Johnson to pay a woman $110 million in compensation. A jury agreed the woman's ovarian cancer had been caused by 40 years of using talcum powder for feminine hygiene. The advice from Ovarian Cancer Australia is that women should avoid using talc-based products. Stephanie Zillman reports.
There's been several scientific studies trying to definitively answer the question, does talcum powder cause cancer? For US woman Lois Slemp, it does, and a jury agreed. Johnson & Johnson said in a statement it will appeal, and that the decision goes against 30 years of studies that support the safety of cosmetic talc. Ovarian Cancer Australia is the leading body locally, and they fundamentally disagree with that position. They say, don't use talcum powder. Here's CEO Jane Hill.
Well, some studies suggest that there is a link between using talcum powder on the genital area and ovarian cancer. However, questions do remain as to whether the use of talcum powder causes ovarian cancer. So to be on the safe side, Ovarian Cancer Australia recommends that women stop using talcum powder on their genital area.
The Australian Cancer Council hasn't definitively advised women not to use talcum powder, but takes its cues from the International Agency for Research on Cancer, saying it's possibly carcinogenic to humans when applied to the genital area. This latest lawsuit in America is one of thousands currently pending across the United States. In three jury trials before the case of Lois Slemp, three plaintiffs had been awarded a combined $195 million in damages for the same problem, that talcum powder caused their ovarian cancer. Jane Hill says time will tell as to what might happen in Australia.
It's hard to say what will happen in Australia, but there's certainly no research at the moment that conclusively proves that talcum powder causes ovarian cancer. And some of the women listeners might be interested to know that there are other risk factors for ovarian cancer, and the one critical one is family history.
Ovarian Cancer Australia says women with a family history should have themselves tested to see if they carry the BRCA gene mutation. Unfortunately, researchers so far haven't discovered exactly what causes ovarian cancer. There's also no early detection test. Jane Hill says for that reason, women must be aware of the symptoms.
The most common symptoms are abdominal or pelvic pain, increased abdominal size, persistent abdominal bloating, or the need to urinate often or urgently.
Postmenopausal women in the over 50 age bracket are the most at risk. From the time of diagnosis, the survival rate is less than 50%.
Unfortunately for ovarian cancer, we have a 44% survival rate for this cancer. Every year, 1,580 women are diagnosed with ovarian cancer. And so the survival rate is very low. And Ovarian Cancer Australia is working very hard to turn this terrible statistic around.
Ovarian Cancer Australia also says a common misconception is that a pap smear is a test for the condition. But that test is only for cervical cancer.
Stephanie Zillman reporting.